Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 2nd of November, recording at 7:34 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, the stock market tone remains very, very firm in here. And what is particularly interesting to me is that the rally that started late last month has been much sharper than the sell-off that preceded this rally. That's just another internal technical sign of strength generally. And I just a rundown on some of these indices. Well, I posted a number of charts on the website, but really looking around the globe, you've got a lot of minor markets that emerging markets that are very, very strong. I mean, Indonesia's a classic example, but it's powering ahead. Philippines, which I didn't post up, is not far behind. My favorite on the very long term, India, is very, very firm overall. Malaysia today, good solid gains in here. Japan, which has been very much a laggard and still is a laggard on the second section index, as you'll be able to see. But, you know, we had the Nikkei up, Nikkei 225 up nearly a point and a half in here today. Hong Kong rebounded 1.64. These are good gains. In Europe, we've seen a number of good gains today. The best was the OMX up 1.72%. But what I found was fascinating in Europe is that we did see two indices, that Spanish IBEX index and the Italian MIB, have pushed through to new highs here for the year. Now, we might say, well, big deal, you know, if there were others that were doing the opposite and breaking underneath the August lows, but there aren't. That's the interesting story. And other than this drift in the Tokyo Second Section Index, the only other major index, and some would argue that the Tokyo Second Section is not a major index, but the only major index then that actually took out its August low was the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but it didn't do it by much, and it was a downside failure. Now, some others got close, like the Swiss SMI, but that's rebounded strongly in here. And I did place considerable store by those August lows, as you know. I've been saying it ever since I got back from my cycling holiday on the 31st of August, that those were extremely important, and that the technical evidence suggested very much that we had seen, very important lows in mid-August, and that we were likely to see a consolidation in the second half of September, and quite probably into the through the first half of October, but in the latter part of October, that I did expect stock markets to pick up steam again, provided oil wasn't running riot. Well, oil was running riot, but then peaked conveniently in late August, and it's just unleashed stock markets in here once again. Now, they are discounting a firm election result, I believe, and that's pretty much, that's very much odds on, even though everything is so close overall, that statistically the prospect of another Bush-Gore type of result hopefully is quite remote, although plenty of people are certainly worried about it. And to me, that's the problem that this stock market rally does face. If we were to have no clear result and a bitterly contested legal battle, and even the fear of that, because people have been saying, well, it would be much, much worse than what we saw in 2000. Now, that could certainly hit stock markets. It could nip this rally immediately. But even in that event, I suspect that people would, maybe knock the Dow back a couple of hundred points or whatever, and then people would sit around and say, well, you know, this is going to be resolved, and one of these guys will be president, and the oil price is not going up, and that should still see this year-end rally. But certainly, everything that I see looks on course for that further a further year-end rally by maintaining, as you know, that this is all taking place within the confines of a secular bear market for Wall Street. Okay, well, what about the government bonds in here, those JGBs? I should have shorted them when they were looking like they might move higher still. They have deteriorated a bit. I'll put a chart of those later this week. The U.S. Treasury bonds are rolling over a bit. You can see those charts on the site. At least you can see the daily rolling over a bit. Not conclusive, but I maintain they're a short here, as you know. And looking elsewhere in currencies, we are still getting this little technical bounce here for the U.S. dollar, and it does look as if we've had some dollar short covering in here today. The dollar is about near its highs of the day, or the euro near its lows. The euro is at 126.68. That's down 84 ticks, and I think that also the election, getting that out of the way and the uncertainty out of the way, may be a minor favorable factor here for the dollar. But you'll see a heavyweight report up on the website from UBS regarding the dollar. I think that report's probably right, but as I said, timing's everything on this. My feeling is that this rally that we're seeing in the dollar, which is correcting this short-term oversold condition, will soon create another selling opportunity. And I think it's really all pretty much a dollar story. What would be the best bets when we do sell the dollar again? I think against the Aussie and the New Zealand dollars for yield, against the Swiss franc, if you want a reserve currency, with the euro being, say the second choice, second to the Swiss franc. Okay, what else have we got here today? Oil, as I speak, $49.60. So while it's below $50, I say that looking like it could slip further, that is favorable for the stock markets. Now, oil, interestingly, this decline is the same as the decline in terms of size that we saw in August and the one that we also saw in June. It's occurred more quickly, and it's occurred from higher levels, and it occurred with a better downward dynamic to start it off. So that does make me feel that we are likely seeing, a medium-term correction in the price of oil. But until this decline is clearly larger than the decline that we saw in August and the decline that we saw in June, we won't have technical confirmation of that. The importance of that is that when the decline is clearly larger, that will just convince that many more people that oil has peaked in here, and likely to lead to increased supply, less purchasing of futures contracts, and so on. Natural gas also slipping a bit in here. I wish I'd shorted the thing, but and I've got enough positions in here right now to worry about, which takes me on to metals. Mixed performance here, with the dollar firmer. They mostly slipped a little bit. Tin, which I have, is at $90.25. That's down $95 on the day. I'm just putting up my metals page here right now. And we did have a gain on lead. Lead closed up 8 at 881. That's one of the firmest of the metals in here right now. A little softer on nickel, a little softer on copper in the States. Silver and gold were hit today. I'll put those charts up tomorrow. We've had a bit of a downward dynamic on gold today. It's backed off that 430 level for the third time. Now, my hunch is that we won't see anywhere near as big a reaction as we saw on the two previous setbacks, but it does look like this could come back a little bit further, and certainly that would be the case while the dollar was still rallying. Ditto, silver pulled back quite sharply here today, fell briefly underneath the $7 level. It's now 702 and a half. Soybeans a bit firmer in here today. Coffee a bit firmer in here today. My goodness, though, that coffee's going to have to run some to break even on my position. So this bottom fishing, as I've said, can be a bit masochistic in these markets, and buying something that's cheap is not that great a consolation when it comes becomes even cheaper. Same thing with the grains. You hear a bit soft. We're sort of at 199 and three quarters on the corn. Again, all depressed markets. Next big move should be upwards, but there's nothing to say that they can't drift around these levels for a while longer. So for me, the big action in here is that, to barring a real electoral college tie in here, and many disputed states that are too close to see a clear winner and lots of recounts, this stock market rally should really continue. That would be good for anything, any long positions in any of the stock markets around the world. And it would be a bearish development for government bonds, which look extremely vulnerable. And this dollar technical rally, short covering rally, will create another selling opportunity before long. As far as the industrial commodities are concerned, a riskier environment here right now, not least with oil peaking. But as and when we get shakeouts, and I'm not talking about gold just coming one day off what's been the high, but as and when we get shakeouts, that will create additional buying opportunities. And that's basically our strategy. My strategy for this sector is to buy them when they've been hit a bit. And have an excellent evening, and I hope you're wiser than I am and won't be popping up too often to see what's going on with that election result. Good night.